Next page is your testimonials page.
Okay.
What your friends and neighbors are saying about, then you fill in your name here. Okay, so, but Tim, do people really care about testimonials? Do I really have to do this page?
Okay, so nowadays, testimonials are called social proof. And is social proof important? Absolutely. So the testimonials, you are going to have to ask for testimonials. Oh, by the way, coaching students who are listening right now, I'm asking you to send me a testimonial. My private email address is coachtimharris@gmail.com. Send me a testimonial. Now, how do you get your past clients and your friends and your family to do the same for you? You ask them. Now, what types of, how should the testimonials be formatted? Remember, we were talking about what is the page? This is a testimonial page. Now we're going to talk about how to customize it for yourself. You want to include a quote and their names, but the better version is going to be a quote, their names, and a picture. Fortunately, nowadays, you can get a picture of virtually anybody by going to Google Images. So if somebody sends you a testimonial, and it could just be a quick email. By the way, it's okay for you to write your own testimonials as long as you have in writing that the seller said it was, or your past client said it was fine. So if you want a testimonial from a past client, and they just say in passing you did a fantastic job negotiating for the whatever, you say, well, is it okay that I send you a quick testimonial saying what you just said to me so that I can, you know, use it in my marketing? Of course they're going to say yes. So you just get all that in writing, get them to send it, and that way you have it in your, you know, in your email
right.
to save it. So I'm not overcomplicating it. I'm just trying to make it simpler on you.
Just get testimonials. Minimum probably 4 or 5, depending on how many you have and what variety.
The more,
it should
the better.
Be at least a page worth of testimonials.
The more the better.
And, you know, keep it real. If somebody has a particular way of speaking, you can quote them that way.
That's right. And you can include non-real estate testimonials.
That's right. Especially, you know, some of these guys are really fresh. They've only done a few deals. So maybe you used to
your
sell
friend.
Cell phones, you
but
know, and
friend.
You got a quote that you did a great job. You don't have to say it was cell phones. Your friend, your title agent, your mortgage person, I don't care if it's your mom. Get some testimonials.
But what we don't want you to do is lie or fake.
Yeah,
okay?
Don't make it up.
Do not make it up. Do not go and include a bunch of BS pictures that you found online and make up
yeah.
the quotes.
I got
don't.
News for you. People know when it's BS.
Well,
they have a sixth sense. This doesn't look right. So make it real.
I got something even more important, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You can actually take a picture nowadays and use Google Image Search, drop that picture into Google Image Search, and you can find the original source of that exact picture. So if you went and BS'd your testimonials page with a bunch of fake pictures and testimonials, mm-hmm. it will take somebody 2 seconds to determine where that picture originally came from.
Yeah, so don't do that.
Okay.
Make it real.
So the testimonials page is very similar to the resume. It kind of explains itself.
Yes.
These are, again, this is not a page that when you get to the house, you're going to see they have a lot of questions about. But you'll see, as Julie said earlier, that those the people that are of the amiable variety, they'll have questions. But they'll have looked at the testimonials
yeah.
page. You'll see that they've pulled it out.
They'll glance through it. They might read a couple. The fact is that you have testimonials makes you more professional. Yes.
All right. So the testimonial section, again, the way to present the testimonial section is let it present itself. The idea is to have a bunch of pictures, a bunch of quotes, and really after that point, it really does all of itself. When they open the folder, they're going to see your resume. Right underneath it, they're going to see the testimonials. And, you know, essentially those two pages, not a lot of scripts, not hard to present. It's folder filler is what Julie and I call it, but it's important.
It's important.
It's important you have it there.
Right.
All right. So now we talked earlier, and I want you to all write this down. How do you go about customizing these pages of the pre-listing pack if you don't want to do it yourself, if you don't have a teenager or a nephew that can do it for you? Because really this stuff is very basic. You can go to Kinko's. You can walk in with the files, and you can give it to them, and they can do it for you. You can go to Fiverr.com, and I believe it has two V's, Fiverr.com. And the idea is you hire someone to do a job for you for $5. You might have $50 or $100 set up in you know, having these pages customized for you. You can go to Elance. You can go to really anybody. If you live near a college, which most of you do, or a university, you can find somebody who's in the arts and, you know, graphic arts department that can do all the customization
yeah.
for you.
But don't procrastinate. This should take 2 weeks tops.
Yeah, that's, by the way, that's something that you guys really need to get in the habit of doing. Decide that you're going to get this done by this particular date, and then, you know, what do you have to have to, in order to, here's your checklist. You have to choose a date when you're going to have it done by. You have to hire somebody to get it done by. You have to tell that somebody what that actual date is to have it done by, and then get it done. It's not very complicated, okay? The worst thing you can do when you're working on increasing your success or having success in life is procrastinate. The worst thing that you can do is wait for things to be perfect. The worst thing you can do is not have actual set deadlines for when things are going to be completed by. Because think about how you'll feel. Feel the feelings now of how you'll feel when you have this pre-listing pack done. How much more confident will you feel? How much more, frankly, proud of yourself will you feel? I remember very clearly how I felt when Julie and I had that thing done, and we knew, just give me opportunities. Get me in front of a seller. We're going to get every single listing we go on. Because I had that much confidence.
Yeah, you can't wait to go on your next appointment when you have this thing done. Versus now, where you're the one who's rescheduling it all the time.
That's right. Okay, so let's move on.